910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democrats using this July 4th to campaign for President Biden in battleground states, trying to reassure voters following his debate performance and reelection ability. California Governor Gavin Newsom in South Haven, Michigan today telling supporters the president seemed like his normal self at the White House meeting with governors yesterday.
That was the Joe Biden that I remember from 2 years ago. Yes. That's the Joe Biden that I'm looking forward to re-electing as President of the United States.
Police around the country stepping up security this 4th of July holiday. The FBI warning conflicts overseas is also raising the threat of possible violence here. After battering Jamaica, Hurricane Beryl targeting Cancun, Tulum, and other areas of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Forecasters say Beryl has weakened but could strengthen again as it hits the warm Gulf waters toward Texas. And extreme heat, the concern in the southwest and western states. Triple-digit temperatures could break records. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking down parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how yesterday's ruling will be applied. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he's fostered black representation at the highest levels of government.
I picked a black woman to be my vice president. I've appointed the first black woman to be a Supreme Court justice. I've appointed more black judges, more black women judges than every other president in American history combined.
President Biden campaigns in Madison tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Safety experts are stressing the importance of handling fireworks responsibly today. Joe Ullery reports.
Fire Chief Trevor Hash warns against using illegal fireworks because of the dangers they pose. Injuries are less common now thanks to awareness, but there still will likely be injuries.
They're not as common because of things like what you're doing right now. The awareness of you don't want to go out there and touch the dud. You know, you want to have an adult set them off and have a big perimeter.
Last year, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission reported around 10,000 fireworks-related injuries and 8 fatalities in the nation. Hash reminds everyone that fireworks can easily ignite nearby structures, vegetation, and clothing, leading to severe burns, lacerations, and eye injuries. Keep children at least 100 feet away and never let them handle fireworks. I'm Joe Ullery.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. It's the crew's first shutout victory in Colorado since 2005. Christian Yelich with another home run and being named a starter in the upcoming All-Star game.
Yeah, not a bad day and a win, you know. So all in all, a pretty good day. We'll always take that and... You know, great job from the guys.
Catcher William Contreras, also named a starter for the National League team. Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings, and the crew making a trade to get some help in the bullpen. They send minor league infielder Gregory Barrios to Tampa Bay for 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale. He'll likely be in the starting rotation. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have signed a free agent from the Lakers. It's small forward Taurean Prince, 6'5". 30 years old, averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances last year for Los Angeles, where he played for Darvin Ham, now an assistant coach for Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible by later this afternoon. Our high right around 76 with wind north at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Our low 55 tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. And I'm joined by host of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a big debate Thursday edition. Feels like it should be a Friday, Dom, because it's a party, and I got you and Madison to party with me and the good people.
It should be a Friday. Happy, happy Friday Eve?
Sure.
844-967-2789.
Perhaps the Thursday night more important than the getting to the Friday. The biggest political event of the year is tonight, Dom.
I'm over here laughing because Lorraine Boebert is very concerned about drug testing the president. Boebert, drug testing.
You know, I could go so many different directions with that thought, but that's not as important as...
No.
What's your drinking game of choice tonight, Tom?
Wow.
Are we... Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent...
Right, it's something we can all get behind is a drinking game.
Whether you drink the beer, the wine, the liquor, you know, the bar is open. The debate is going, kicking off about 8 o'clock. If you're coming to the Barrymore Theater, and I recommend that you do, you will need cash for the bar, although they got one of those. I always want to call them a time machine, cash machine.
Take your money with you? What was it? Take your money everywhere.
I have no idea what time
T-Y-M-E, take your money everywhere. Time.
If you go anywhere other than Wisconsin, people don't know what the hell you're talking
about. No, they think you're literally talking about the T-I-M-E machine. No,
I went to the time machine for years and years. What a poor investment, getting your own money back at a meager cost of $2 to $3.
Well, and hopefully, the time machine won't charge you, the ATM doesn't charge you, and your bank charges you. Otherwise, you got to get the max out to, you know, lower the cost.
I will say... about the monopoly that is Quick Trip. They do have the no-fee
ATM. ATM.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, for them, but what about your bank?
I don't think my bank usually charges me.
No?
I have quit getting cash.
Really?
I get cash at one place. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And here's the deal.
When you go south of the border?
Well, I don't actually touch the cash. They just give me a few bucks back on my time
your debit exchange, card, yes,
my debit card exchange. But when I when I go for fish fry up in Washura County, they got a cash only policy at the bar up there, yeah, similar to the Barrymore. So I usually get the money out, you know, because I'm going for fish and at least one double Captain Morgan diet. And then our friend Darcy Haber, who came up to my party and we went out to lunch. I'm like, I got this Cracker Bar. You got to go there with me. Even Alan Robinson went with us. It was, you know, and when we got there, they all felt quite pleased with the process. But Darcy, being a shrewd customer and a fine realtor, did I mention she's my realtor? It's now official.
It is official.
Signed the contract. We've listed the house with Darcy, Solidarity Realty.
Sign in the yard?
Sign's been up. Ooh. Coming soon. There was a coming. I didn't even know they did a coming soon sign. So I'm hanging out with, you know, cool colleagues, work colleagues. Little house party. And Minnie stayed over and went out for a late brunch. And Darcy pointed out to me as she actually got a little cash out of the machine because got to use cash at the Cracker Bar in Washura County. She said, do you know there's a coupon on here for a free drink?
Oh, what?
So you expend $3 using the cash machine. They force you to use the cash, but then you get $3 off a drink.
All right.
That'll buy you most of the drinks in the place. Right. I mean, I can get a double for like $3 and then $4.
Come on. See, it's cheap living up there.
Buddy, when I've gone up there before for two fishes and a cocktail, and, you know, we are working towards a debate tonight, so if
we'll get there.
You know, we're laying out the foundations of drinking, which is an important part of the debate format. Did I mention we've got the fine Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler? He'll be joining in, you know, like 20 minutes. I wonder if Ben's drinking tonight. He's got the kids. He's going to be home, he said. Solo parenting. I'm like, well, he must be drinking.
Right, kids to bed drinking.
No one to judge him in that regard. But Ben will join us on this big show about 4:30. But anyways, you get to take a couple bucks off your drink, Dom. But I went up there, I ordered two fish and a drink, and I'm thinking in my head, you know, like, I don't know, $40? Like, what, tip, 35, something like that. It was like 27.
Nice.
For two meals and a double.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been charged $10. I've been charged. Dom, we went to the Wynn for our first presidential debate. The first one you and I ever went to. Yep. We were there in person.
Was that a CNN debate too?
Was a CNN debate. Yeah. Remember, because Wolf Blitzer got to go back in the super area and Wolf Blitzer wouldn't let me follow him. And I had offered to buy his coffee earlier that day. I thought, you know.
Coffee boy.
Wolf would be good to get me in the backstage, but no backstage for Crudy at his first presidential debate. You know, we're all wearing CNN credentials, but
Wolf's
apparently mean a little more. But anyways, that night, Dom, we did our fine program 3 to 6, and then we started drinking because we thought we were done for the night. And we were at the Wynn Casino, and you were drinking, I believe, your customary tequila, Blanco, which means silver. Clear,
yes. The healthiest tequila there is.
That factored in later when you were questioning John Podesta in the spin room about Hillary Clinton's marijuana policy, as you had a sifter full of tequila, which Podesta seemed to note, because he cocked his head down like waist level to look at this drink you were holding.
And he's a little short guy like me, too.
Well, it wasn't much of a bend, but, you know, he bent over, looked at your drink as you were asking the question and swirling it. He had to be able to smell it, man. That stuff's like turpentine to the tequila. Has a distinct smell.
You know, I wasn't clear on the rules of the spin room, and since we were in a casino and I did have a drink, why wouldn't I take my drink with me?
Our two drinks, $43. The only place more expensive was going to the Stephanie Miller show out in Hollywood, out in Los Angeles, back in 2016. We saw Stephanie Miller, went out and saw my daughter, Kelsey Kidd. You and I and Kelsey's drink, $73,
oh,
one round.
That's right.
That was the priciest place I ever drank.
All right, so not Washura County.
And I got to think the Barrymore Theater is going to be a much better bargain. But anyways, my whole point was I tipped the guy like, the girl, like $9. She's like, oh, like she didn't know what to do. And I'm thinking, well, that's just the difference in what I thought the meal should cost and the drink. So, you know, I'm feeling generous myself because it's relatively cheap, Dom.
Yeah.
Cheap date. Washura County, it's a cheap date like you.
Hey, I might be easy. I ain't cheap.
No, you've never been cheap.
844-967-2789. So the point being, what's the drinking game?
Yes.
What's the word? Well, I got my word.
I have three variations on the same word. I'm choosing a whole category of one word.
Okay, lay it on me.
Past tense.
Verb, noun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Felon, felony, and felonious.
Ooh.
All three variants.
Anything to do with felon?
Anything to do with felon. How about you?
Gave it a lot of thought, and I've settled on rigged.
Rigged?
Oh, rigged. Every time.
I'm sure you don't want crooked Joe Biden?
No, every time someone, could be anybody, could be Joe, probably won't be Joe, probably be Don, rigged. Rigged. Now, I did ask some friends. Kuchka came up with a couple. I thought.
What did Kuchka say?
I liked his. One was border. Good one there. The other one was.
It's got to get better.
The other one was for Joe Biden. Look, folks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's the guy, Popcorn or whatever? He always tells the stories about the kid at the pool. I thought it was Popcorn or something.
So there's a couple. What's the drinking? Rich, come on, man. Let's hear.
You got a word?
You got a word.
What's your drinking word?
What is the drinking word for the debate tonight? If you hear it, you must take a sip. Not a shot. You don't have to chug it. You just have to take a little sip.
Or a shot. A full chug.
No, that sounds like a lot.
You know, I did that during a Super Bowl once. It was Dallas against the Bills, and I thought for sure it must be the Bills' turn. Yeah. You know, they had lost so many. And,
it's
you know, it was
happen.
Usually by like a wide right Scott Norwood kick, and I thought that was their year.
This is it.
And if anybody recalls the actual turnout of that Super Bowl, it did not go well for the Buffalo Bills. I think when we would drink on everything, we would drink on change of possessions, we would drink on punts, we would drink for every negative consequence for your team. And understand, you know, my team lost, my team for that game lost by like 35 points. I turned into a blackout drunk. We were up on the bluff. But what's the place on the
Granddad's Bluff?
Granddad's Bluff.
Yep, in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
beautiful.
we were drinking on the bluff. And I told all my friends on Sports Talk Live, hey, come on down. I got the Bills, and I'll take on all yeah. drinker challenges. And so anyways, a lot of people showed up, and there was lots of drinking going on. And I blacked out. And when I came out of the blackout, I was still drinking.
Oh, I took a little nap.
Except I was downtown on 3rd Street.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And so I went down to...
So you had a yada, yada, yada. I was up on Granddad's Bluff having some drinks.
Yada, 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 yada. Yada, yada. Downtown with some girl with a hook in her hair. I didn't quite understand, but she apparently had been my chauffeur that got me to 3rd Street. And, you know, I gained my wits for a little bit, and I said, I bet you Back Bar Bob's working. So I went down to... What was
Champs.
It? Champs. Went down to Champs, found Bob. I was not the only hammered one. Bob's girlfriend at the time, Jen, was also hammered.
I mean, it was La Crosse, man.
This is how bad you know it was. Bob took mercy and poured me and his girlfriend in the same cab and sent us home.
Yep. That says a lot.
I hope to have a night like that tonight with you, Dom.
Don't black it out, man. No time for that.
Well, it depends on... How many times I hear the word felony, felonious? You got a felony. Yeah.
Or felon.
Time to drink. More Devil's Advocates. The bar is open.
So hot it hurts.
So hot. The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday, and it sure does feel like a Friday because it's a party day. It's a debate day. The most important political debate of your lifetime. And it happens tonight. We've got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman joining us right now. He is Ben Wickler. Ben, thanks for joining us for the pre-debate party, if you will.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dom. Hey, Crude. Hey, all of Wisconsin. This is the moment, man. This is the showdown of the century, the earliest presidential debate ever. And the presidential debate that will bring the country's attention to the fact that Trump wants to be a dictator and drive this country over a cliff, and Joe Biden actually knows what he's doing. Pretty important moment.
Ben, I've got a comment. You got your party shirt on, man. Full flamingos.
Looking good, man.
It's the official bird of Madison, Wisconsin. Man, this is everyone should be wearing flamingo shirts.
Ben, let me ask you. We've heard lots of crazy conspiracies, especially on right-wing talk radio. Joe Biden's going to be jacked up, Joe. They've been working on the drug cocktail all week. When I hear our political opponents saying stuff like this, Ben, it makes me think they're a little desperate.
The Trump campaign is trying to do its version of the traditional thing of trying to raise expectations about your opponent, except for the Trump campaign can't really go out there and say that Biden is really smart and a really good debater because they've been going around with this totally off the wall, idea that he's essentially the walking dead who happens to be reanimated in the presidential race. So the only thing they can come up with is to start coming up with equally conspiratorial claims about massive amounts of narcotics that must be necessary. All of that speaks to a Donald Trump who's completely out of touch with reality. I mean, it's one thing to talk about your opponent in ways that have nothing to do with reality. It's another thing that he's campaigning on a plan for a economic platform that a 16 Nobel Prize winning economist call an inflation bomb. He's running a campaign where inflation is, in his view, the number one issue, with a plan to jack up inflation. It's, you know, pretty much everything Trump is talking about would make everything worse. And so that's all of a piece with his expectation setting mojo in this particular moment.
Ben, I don't think the American people are tuning in for a nuanced conversation about policy tonight. I think it could be a battle of low blows. Do you think Joe Biden is ready to come out fighting?
Yes. This is the guy who, at the State of the Union address, came out with all the energy of someone who believes that democracy is on the line and that if he is able to defeat his opponent, democracy can survive. And that commitment, you know, it's the battle for the soul of America. It's the thing that led him when he saw the Charlottesville riot with the Republicans marching, saying, you know, Jews will not replace us. And Trump called it very fine people on both sides. That guy is Joe Biden. And I think that's who we're going to see tonight. Now, look, Trump, his whole thing is to scream, to distract, to overwhelm, to confuse. The microphones won't be on his side tonight, but he's going to do everything he can to make this the Donald Trump show. But the reality of what's at the core of these two people is that Trump is all about himself. He's a con man, narcissist, would-be dictator. And Joe Biden, not the flashiest politician in the world, but he's a decent man who wakes up in the morning thinking about how he can make the world better for others. And I think that is going to be clear. If you listen to what these candidates say tonight and pay attention to what they do, I think people are going to notice that one of these people is a good president, would be a good president, and the other one is not someone you'd want to have anywhere remotely close to anyone with access to power, because he's a flaming disaster.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin, joining us, a little pre-debate conversation. Ben, I get a feeling that the megas won't be moved either way, that a lot of Dems won't be moved either way. I'm very curious to know, the low propensity voters and perhaps the independents out there. What do you think the president needs to do to get those people motivated and onto his side?
So I think that the number one thing is really making this election about the future and about voters' own lives and whether they want more freedom or less freedom. Donald wants to basically invade their bedrooms and make decisions about their own bodies. Joe Biden thinks that's your business. He needs to make this about do you want a government that's on the side of working people or on the side of special interests? Trump is meeting with oil company executives and promising whatever they want if they give him $1 billion for his campaign. And Joe Biden's walking picket lines and, you know, fighting to bring down costs and negotiate with drug companies to bring the cost of pharmaceuticals down. If he makes this really about voters thinking through for themselves, for their ideals, for their communities, what's at stake, then it's a success. Because we know that when people are tuned into the stakes, they move towards Biden. Trump is going to be trying to distract people from that at every possible turn. And I think the president's job is to actually bring attention to what the outcome of this election is going to mean for people.
Ben, I have to assume the border will, border policy will become a topic of conversation. My impression is that the right, the MAGAs, think that this is a weak spot for Joe Biden. How do you think Joe Biden overcomes or addresses our border situation in this debate?
So Biden can really lay out that he was handed a border crisis by Trump, who didn't pass any meaningful border legislation at all when he was president. And he's been working to resolve it. And he negotiated and supported Congress negotiating a bipartisan plan to actually ensure that we have tough and fair security at the border and can process asylum claims and have a system that that makes sure that people are safe and reflects our values. And Trump killed it. There was a bipartisan agreement, and Trump told the Republicans on in the United States Senate that he didn't want the bill to pass because it would create a solution instead of having a problem that he could run on. And that really changes the conversation. You know, Biden is now doing a bunch of things through executive action that are it's a lot harder to do it that way than to actually pass a good piece of legislation, and border crossings have dropped, but it doesn't address the underlying problem, which is a system that makes no sense, that hasn't been updated in decades. And Trump is the reason why things aren't getting better. That's something that Trump really has to own. And we have I think a really important shift to make in the national conversation around, is this someone who just wants a problem to scream about like Trump, or is this someone who's actually working towards a solution that'll make things better for people?
Ben Wickler, our fine guest. Ben, if I were to, let's say, imbibe this evening and play a little debate drinking game, my word would be felon. Or felony or felonious. I'm going to take any of the variants on the word felony. How do you think Trump's conviction should factor into this debate? And if you were Joe Biden and giving a little debate advice, would you be calling him felon Trump, convict Trump? What would you call him, Ben? How would you work the felon in?
You know, President Biden's better at this than I'll be, but than any of us would be. But I do think that it is a powerful thing to point not just to the fact that Trump committed dozens of crimes and has been convicted by a jury of his peers, but what those crimes were. He's guilty of dozens of crimes to cover up an illegal payment that he was using to try to prevent the public from knowing the truth before the 2016 elections. These were crimes not of passion, although there was that in a sense maybe weirdly was involved. These are crimes about power. This is Trump breaking the law to get power, and then he did it again. He masterminded a criminal conspiracy to overturn the election in 2021. And then now here we are in 2024, and he's telling us out loud that he's going to fire everyone who won't break the law for him if he gets back in the White House. So this is really about, you know, whether we want a democracy and a nation of laws, or whether we hold someone accountable if they break the law to try to get control over our country. And Trump is being very clear that he's ready to do this again, much, much worse. So that, to me, is the context here. Trump is a danger to all of us because he's willing to break the law, has been convicted for breaking the law dozens of times in order to get power.
Ben Wickler, there has not been a trial yet on the January 6th, and this is really something that's stuck in my craw at this point. But the American people are well aware of the insurrection and the attempted coup against the peaceful transfer of power. Again, as a debate topic, if you're Joe Biden and you're trying to blast your opponent on the stage, how important is this? And the underlying question is really small d democracy. How do you think Joe plays this, if you will, Ben?
You know, part of this is not just about what happened before. It's about what it tells us about what'll happen later. And that really is the key. So even if you have January 6th etched in your brain, like so many people do, the really scary thing is Project 2025. What's really frightening is what Trump is talking about doing, using the power of the presidency to fire tens of thousands of civil servants if they don't take loyalty pledges to him, if they won't commit crimes, to put him in office, to use the Department of Justice to go after his opponents, to send in federal troops to crush protests. That kind of extremism, we saw a taste of that on January 6, 2021. He wants to make that what the government does. And that is the thing that can actually move voters, painting a clear picture of the menace to all of us and our core values and our communities if Trump gets back into power.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest. He is Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. Yeah, it is a scary proposition. Ben, I have noted, I've been getting text messages in both English and Spanish from the Democratic Party or operatives on the Democratic side encouraging me to watch the debate tonight, and I'm absolutely doing so. Big party at the Barrymore. Here's my question. How important is it as a Democratic Party to get the word out? I mean, this is literally the focal point, at least to this point in the campaign. This is the focal point. How important is it for the Dems to get people to watch it? Because I'm not getting those same sort of text messages from the Trump campaign.
Well, listen, if you're listening right now and you're not driving, I want you to take out your phone and text five friends who've been tuning politics out and make sure that they watch the debate tonight. It really is important. And here's why. What we know from all of our research and our polling is that the people paying attention support Biden, and the people not paying attention, they don't know who they're going to vote for. Maybe they will vote. Maybe they won't. Maybe a third party. Maybe Trump. Maybe Biden. Biden is leading among people following the news. And that's because the news makes very clear that Trump is a manifest threat to anyone who works for a living, anyone with a uterus, anyone who wants to live in a democracy. And Joe Biden is standing up for all those people. So if we can bring folks' attention to this race, to the stakes, to this choice, then we're going to win in November. And that is why the Biden campaign and every Democratic organization, that's why the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is debate watch parties all over the state and why people will be at your event tonight. It's so critical that people tune in and then spread the word after the debate is over. It is all of our job. And if we do it, we're going
to
win.
Ben, it is my strong impression that Fox News has been trying to shield their viewers from just how bad Trump has become. This is not the Trump of 2016. He is devolving right before our eyes. But they don't play that. They don't give a comprehensive picture of Donald Trump on Fox News. Now, CNN's the host, but this will be broadcast on multiple networks, on the radio. You can listen to it on civic media. I would say judge for yourself. But Ben, do you think that's going to be a problem for Fox News? Because this will not be the debate that they've been portraying it to be.
Yes, you're exactly right. Fox viewers live in a kind of bubble. It's an information-proof bubble. And when you're confronted with the reality of Trump, who's kind of lost it since he lost the presidential election, he's snapped something inside of him, versus Biden, who people have been fed all this propaganda about, but when you actually see him give a speech, have a conversation, you know, he is driving towards the things that all of us really care about. When you're confronted with that reality, it really can snap you out of a stupor that the Fox Newsiverse is trying to induce. So I think it is good for democracy, but I think it's also good for, you know, hardcore Foxites to see what's really going on and who these two people are before they go and vote this fall.
Ben, the Trump campaign and his supporters have been attacking Dana Bash and Jake Tapper, the moderators over at CNN. What's your expectation? Do you think they will be professional? Do you think they will ask tough questions? How would you view their performance? What would you define as success for the media in this sense?
You know, they're serious news professionals. What we know with Trump is that when he loses, he said he was cheated. So he's just trying to create the kind of pre-buzz so that after he loses the debate, he can claim that the whole thing was rigged all along. We're going to watch it with our own two eyes, and we'll know what really happened, and we're going to spread the word about it.
Ben, let's say someone watched the debate tonight, and they make a clear choice, and they want to get involved with, let's say, the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. How could they do so?
Perfect closing question. If you go to wisdems.org, W-I-S-D-E-M-S.org, sign up to volunteer. We'll be knocking on doors this weekend. We have 300 events all over the state over the next week. Get involved, door-to-door, friend-to-friend, neighbor-to-neighbor. That's how we win in Wisconsin in 2024, and that's how we save democracy.
And Joe Biden's got all the best surrogates in the state, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders in Stevens Point, Eau Claire tomorrow. Ben Wickler, thanks, man. Enjoy the debate. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks so much, guys.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Devil Radio Swag.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, as well as Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.